Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So this episode we're going into maybe one of our more historical episodes. It happens to be Zoe's mom's favorite episode, which we did with our friend Chris Berube.
So we asked Chris to prepare a little bit of history on the Irish potato famine in preparation for this episode. So after we hear from my mom, we'll play you the original episode. And then after that, we're actually going to play a little personal confessional.
Postmortem.
Personal confessional.
Postmortem.
From Chris, the potato historian himself.
In-house historian for JCDC. We did ask him to prepare on very last minute notice, and we'll see what that preparation process was like
for him. So here's our call with my mom, Terry.
Hello.
Hey, Mama.
Hey.
How is it going?
You can't speak.
I know.
It's Swedish.
No, I know. It's instinctual. How is it going, Mom?
It's going really well. Thank you.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
It's very warm over here.
Yeah, over here too.
Oh, really?
Well, we're sitting under a duvet blanket, so we're really hot right now.
And it's like 28 degrees, so yeah, it's toasty.
It's toasting hot.
Yeah.
Here too. But otherwise, oh well, everything's fine.
Exactly.
Mama, can you describe the relationship between the three of us?
The three of us? Mm-hmm. Online now?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know us?
I know Zoe, because mainly because she's my child, and I know Sophia because she was one of the best friends of my child, Zoe. So that's how we
know each other.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Great. Is that good?
That's good.
Yeah, that's great.
What are you doing right now?
I'm sitting in the garden listening to the cicadas and looking at my flowers growing.
Oh, that sounds so peaceful.
But also, you might have to sit there for a while if you're going to watch them grow.
That's true. But that's why I have sort of a very special hammock, which is like a tent. So you can sort of creep into that one and just, you know, keep an eye on the tomatoes and see them, watch them grow. Slowly.
And defend them from predators.
Sometimes I have to do that too, yes. Indeed.
You've got your spray bottle handy.
I have my spray bottle handy and I come out of the tent from time to time, yes.
Only when necessary.
Yes, absolutely.
Mummy, how did you find out about our show, JustChips.com?
How did I find out about your show? I think online. Yes.
And are you a listener of the show?
Oh, I'm a very faithful and regular listener of the show.
I can vouch for that. My mom sends me messages after she's listened to every episode with comments and feedback, and it's almost always positive.
Script notes.
Yeah.
What's your favorite episode?
That's a good question. I think I must have a few. Actually, I think you've had a lot of interesting people on the show. Really, very many. It's been interesting to listen to different people and their ideas and things. Yes,
well,
absolutely.
Well, thank you, Mummy.
Thank you. We're learning about people.
And
our show is educational.
You had a historian there too at one point. I liked his.
Oh, well, actually, that was for the Irish potato famine.
That's right.
But that
That's
was not.
Right.
Truth be told, a real historian. It was just a friend who we told to research the Irish potato famine before he came on to
and basically only the day before. So he did a good job.
But, I mean, he convinced you, Mummy, and you're a historian of sorts as well, so that's good.
Well, I'll tell you why I like the potato famine story, because in my final exams at school, the history, I aced in the potato famine history, and that's how I gained my exit out of school.
Wow.
Wow. Wait, you have to tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well, he told you everything there was to know about it.
So
there's nothing I can add to it.
You owe your diploma to potatoes.
Absolutely. To the Irish potatoes.
In a way, I might say that I owe my life to potatoes.
Yes, the potato blight. Yes, absolutely.
Mummy, I was actually hoping that later in the season we'll have you on as a guest caller, because I wanted to talk to you about a special holiday that you partook in when growing up in Finland. And I thought maybe you could give our listeners a little taste of what I'm talking about.
Yes, it tasted of earth, I guess. Am I right?
Yes.
The taste of real earth.
And that's the preview, guys.
What am I talking about?
The feet in the mud.
Nämen på riktigt, alltså där i samma potatis.
Yes, the potato holiday. Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
I'm not making that up, right?
Oh, absolutely not. No, that was an actual holiday. It was a holiday for people so the whole family could participate in
potato
harvesting
the potatoes. Yes, it was an absolute necessity, because that was what people lived off, was the potatoes.
That's
for
great.
The rest of the winter. So those were potato holidays, definitely.
So everybody can look forward to an upcoming episode where we talk to my mom Terry about the famous Finnish potato harvesting holiday for school children, which included a little bit of child labor
and a lot of dirt.
Gathering potatoes. There's nothing as much fun for a family to do.
It's the modern day monopoly.
I guess modern day.
I mean, it's the olden days monopoly.
Nobody does that any longer, I'm sure. But yes, it was a good way. I mean, all sorts of harvesting together. Yes, absolutely.
Harvesting love.
Yes.
We're wondering if you could describe who you are again to our listeners, and then tell them to rate, review, and subscribe our show.
Okay. Hi there. I'm Zoe's mother, and I would like you to... Oh, sorry. I'm Zoe's mother, Terry. I would like to ask you to listen to the show and rate it and review it. And, of course, keep listening if you like it.
And subscribe.
Oh, shoot.
Nej, du kan, säga and subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
And, most importantly, subscribe.
Tack.
Yay, thank you so much.
Or I'll say that again. Okay, I'll say the last bit again. Or subscribe to the show if you like it.
Perfect. Tack.
Or and subscribe to the show if you like it.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Tack, mamma.
Or like the Dutch would say, and subscribe to the show when you like it.
Woohoo!
Okay.
Okay.
Tack, mamma. First.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
Hey.
Bye.
Hey.
Well, thank you so much for your support, my mom, Terry.
Irish goodbye! The Irish potato famine. We're checking out some Irish chips today. My name is Sophia LaFesh.
And I'm Zoe Robertson.
So we're going to say goodbye and hello to the chips.
Hello to the chips.
You know what they say, at the end of every rainbow there's a pot of gold. And at the bottom of my bag, there's three bags of Irish chips.
I think we're doing Scottish. Maybe we should stop. Okay, that was our attempt at Irish accents. Might come back, might rear his head.
Who knows? Can't control these things.
Chips. Potato chips, 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 chips. I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips, chips, chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Guess what? We're calling a true Irishman to talk about Irish stuff.
To get a freaking chips question on the go right now. Goes by the name of...
Michael.
Or...
Michael.
Or...
Michael.
That's right.
Three ways to say it, but only one way is right.
Is to say Michael.
Long distance charges may apply.
Oh, will they? That's right. They will.
Hi there.
Hello. Hello. Is this Michael?
Hi. Yeah, it is.
This
Hi.
Is Zoe and Sophia.
How are you?
Not too bad.
We're calling you for our chip podcast.
Okay.
And the reason we reach out to you specifically is because today we are reviewing three Irish
chips.
Potato chips.
Right.
We have the tato cheese and onion flavor, which I think is kind of a mainstay in Irish chip culture.
Okay.
Have you ever tried Mr. Tato cheese and onion?
Tato?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Are they a classic?
Yes, they've been on the market for years, ever since I was a little kid.
Have you heard of Rancheros bacon crisps?
Yes.
Do you like them?
Okay, except only when I'm very hungry.
Okay, hard no on those.
Our final chip bag is called Mega Meanies, and they're pickled onion flavor.
Right.
Do you
Never
know them?
Heard of Mega Meanies.
They're pretty menacing. What do you think is the classic Irish way of eating a chip?
Hungrily. with a fistful, not like a little proper English lady or something. If nobody's looking, you can actually just open your mouth as wide as possible and just hammer the crisps in there and just gorge on them.
And wow.
Dive in again as soon as you can catch your breath and you proceed on with the next fistful.
Wow. I think I would feel right at home in Ireland.
So I suppose my question, I've got to think about that. What makes you prefer one flavor over another? Is it the lingering taste, or is it a sweet memory that comes as you bite into your first crisp?
Wow, that's
great,
a
great question. And deep too. We're gonna have to get very into that.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Wow, a lot to say about this.
Bit of a disclaimer.
Michael is Irish. Disclaimer, Michael is Irish.
Incidentally, Sophia, I happen to notice that this so-called Tato character, who's the mascot of Tato Corp, happens to look a lot like one other very famous potato who goes by the name of Mr. Potato Head.
I saw that, and I find it... highly suspicious. I will say they gave Mr. Tato more of a body, if we're gonna go specific here.
Oh, yeah.
But he does wear clothes, which is...
odd?
Odd, yeah.
Seeing as...
No, I was going to say, it's very much like Mr. Potato Head, which is also odd. No, it's totally odd. Also, I'd like to bring your attention to the fact that there is a Tato Land, as in there's an entire theme park devoted to Tato in Ireland.
That is freaking nuts and so cool. They also give you the GPS coordinate of how to get there, just in case you don't have GPS or something.
Well, I mean, actually, that's if you do have GPS,
yeah,
or just a compass. All things considered, if you know, if the budget allows, we'll be taking a trip to Tato Land at some point.
Absolutely, I will say this is a quite odd choice to show what you can do at Mr. Tato Land. A water slide that leads straight into a cheetah.
Like the open mouth of a cheetah?
Not an open mouth, but no. And not a very pleased-looking cheetah. So I'm assuming there's a zoo part and a slide part, I guess. But mixing the two is a bit weird.
There's an Eagle Sky Adventure Zone, a Geronimo Thrill Zone.
Okay.
Geronimo Thrill Zone. And my amazing Tato Factory Tour. Discover the Wildcat Plains and the Lodge Restaurant. Come meet my farmyard friends and see my exotic and rare breeds of animals. Tato Park sounds a little bit all over the place.
Tato Park sounds actually pretty sick. Sick in both senses of the words.
It's sick wrong bit... and sick right.
Yeah.
So things that are Irish just off the top of my head. Leprechauns. Irish coffee.
My four-leaf clover is gone.
Oh, God. Just a leprechaun.
Seriously?
Again.
I found one maybe once every 4 years. And a freaking leprechaun every time. Stealing it away.
And they're
you don't think they're real?
They're the ones that actually plant four-leaf clovers. So it's strange that they give it and they take it away.
Like Liam Neeson.
He gives and he takes away. And you know where I'm coming at from that. Coming at with that
taken.
And from it. Taken the movie.
As well
he take
as...
it away. Love Actually.
That's right. He gives there. He gives his love there.
Pierce Brosnan.
But then his daughter gets taken away and he takes the lives of the Steelers. That's what you mean, right?
That's exactly what I mean. And in that way, Liam Neeson is the ultimate leprechaun.
What about you two?
Well, the ultimate Irishman. So we actually have an Irish cultural expert joining us in studio live today.
Very special episode of
like a very depressing
Are these all Irish chips?
Yes.
Whoa. What's going on? How are you guys? Thanks for having me over.
I need to finish this water
so we can have the Fearkin frog.
Okay. The fear of the frog.
So we can.
You guys do vocal exercise. The fear of the frog.
The fear of the frog. Yeah, fear of the frog.
Audience, we have
45 minutes.
45 minutes to get as deep into the history of the Irish potato famine as we ever have.
Oh boy.
Okay.
As you've ever gone on your show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
which
means
automatically
will
be.
We have a very special guest here, Irish culture enthusiast and professional. Chris Berube.
Hello, it's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me on 1-800-CHIPS.com. What's the show called?
Just Chips.com. Cut that.
Cutting it because you need to seem like the real fan that you are.
I'm a huge fan of Ireland. I'm really excited to be here.
It's mostly because his head's in the books, always checking out Ireland.
Chris can normally be found at the Encyclopedia Britannica headquarters, where he only sticks in the I and the P volumes for Ireland and potatoes.
And history potatoes, yeah.
In his downtime, he also does that for Wikipedia.
That's right. I am known as the number one potato editor for Wikipedia.
Listen, right now I'm pouring us an Irish
goodbye
tune.
Irish goodbye.
Also, this is Chris's Irish goodbye as he's leaving his job this week and also leaving the country into Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
To become a professional
potato
historian.
Potato historian. No, I'm moving to America, which
that's good.
There's a lot of Irish culture in New York City, I guess. Kind of a
yes,
yeah.
Don't lie. That's exactly why you're going.
And that's why you're going.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
That's right. The draw of the big city life. Boy.
So this is an Irish goodbye. I think an Irish goodbye is different from what you guys think it is.
It's not. Cheers.
There we go. Oh, that's strong.
That's Irish.
That's good.
It's Irish.
We stink.
That's another first for our show. Drinking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the first time we have an alcoholic beverage with us. Tastes a bit like rubbing alcohol.
Well, I found it interesting you're doing an Irish-specific episode on your chip show based on the fact that what you know about Ireland and potatoes is just that Ireland did not have potatoes at a really important time. It was
right.
needed to have potatoes.
Right. We have bad memories.
You have bad memories of the Irish potato famine.
Yes.
You're both 250 years old. So
yeah.
You very distinctly remember what
is.
Happened.
Yeah.
Zoe is always a Highlander?
Yeah.
No, she's 250 years old, not a Highlander.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there's pictures of Zoe in like the Civil War and stuff.
Yeah. Picture of Nicolas Cage that circulates from him in the American Civil War.
Right. That's right.
Sort of the same except for me.
Okay, so what's going on? Do you want to know about the Irish potato famine? Or are we actually going to do a part where we just talk about that?
I would like to know some facts. Or might want to play with history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People always like when people
You know what
do
I call that?
Right?
Sure. Revisionist history.
Yeah, it's very, very popular history.
Yeah.
Revisionist history, also known as getting stuff wrong and sticking to it. Here we go. So, like, the 1850s, I guess, is when Ireland had their potato famine. So it was, like, 7 or 8 years.
I thought it was longer ago.
It was fairly recent history.
Yeah.
So, like, England at this point was already basically using Ireland for cheap labor to build stuff for England.
Okay.
And people were paid what was called a potato wage, which meant that they were paid just enough money to afford potatoes because it was the cheapest crop.
Mm-hmm.
And potatoes were also the primary thing that was fed the livestock in Ireland. So then the potato blight came along, which is like this terrible disease that kind of wrecks potato crops. And about a million people to 1.5 million people died, and like another million people left Ireland. So about 25% of the population disappeared in like a 7-year period. Yeah, so it was, so that's a Cliff's Note history of the Irish potato famine.
A digest.
So
okay.
That's a digest. That's kind of that's the too long didn't read of the Irish potato famine.
That's right. The unabridged history.
That's the unabridged history.
Interesting. Well, that's depressing.
It's super
and
bad.
Sad.
Bad. But that's the thing. Like, Ireland, also, like, really not a good place to grow potatoes because you can only really grow, like, one kind of potato in Ireland. So it's like when you get the potato blight, as you don't have, like, a diversity of types of potato crop that will actually survive that kind of thing. So you're in big trouble. So,
right.
Yeah.
So you can only grow the tato kind.
You can only grow the little happy man.
Tato.
Mr. Tato.
Yeah.
He's a little happy man with, like, a pork pie hat and a red suit and a tie.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Do you drink Guinness?
I'll have a Guinness. Once in a while?
Yeah.
How do you get, what's your feeling on the taste of Guinness?
Like it.
It's real malty,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Have you had soda bread?
I've had a soda bread in my day.
Have you ever had a root beer soda, which is Guinness with soda bread stuck in it?
That's called Irish.
An Irish root beer float?
Yeah.
I've never had that. That sounds very
yummy.
Good. It's a meal and a drink in one.
Yeah, I would say so. You get a lot of calories, get a lot of carbohydrates.
It's sort of like a soup and such kind of.
Soup and such deal? Yeah.
The question we got from Michael today is all about lingering taste or sweet memories.
What makes you coming back to your favorite chip flavor, the lingering taste or the sweet memory?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a really good question.
So it's like, is it the immediate satisfaction or is it a nostalgia-based thing?
So,
I think that's what we're at the heart of it.
When you say lingering memory, are you implying I don't brush my teeth? Like, it's just, like, I have...
You mean lingering
constant,
taste?
Yeah, there's, like, the lingering taste profile of chips. This is a really good question. Mr. Tato was
an inside job.
Mr. Tato. I'm looking at him now, and I'm like, that guy's up to some stuff.
Yeah.
He doesn't have full pants. Or his pants.
Oh, no. Check out his pants.
He does have pants.
So his pants are yellow and black, and he's yellow.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like if I was wearing flesh-colored pants all the time.
Or duct tape down part of your legs.
Unless that is flesh possible. And that's just duct tape, and he's sort of like dominatrixy.
He's a real Tom. He looks like it.
Okay, so we've done a lot of talk on Tatos, but we haven't really discussed the other
Megaminis
two
or Rancheros.
Yeah.
Well, they're not the original Irish crisp. We have to point out Tato is the original.
Tato is the original, and I think it's the classic. But I should also point out that I picked these three bags of chips up on a sojourn to Dublin in October of last year. As a result, they are all expired.
Yes. I think this will enhance the flavor, maybe 6 months.
So they're about, exactly 6 months. Did these go bad?
Who cares?
I don't think they do. I don't think they really do. Bazookas.
The Rancheros I picked up because intrigued I was when
Irish
I saw
Cowboys.
This. And also, when have you seen an all-yellow chip bag with Western writing on it?
All-yellow chip bag, I will say Lay's.
Oh, right.
Oh, the most famous chip?
But this has a real pizzazz
to it. But Western-themed? Never.
Never.
This is something.
This is one of the most beautiful bags I've ever seen.
I tend to agree. The Megaminis, on the other hand, is freaking scary.
It's actually the stuff of nightmares.
Can we talk about the Megamini on the front? Because it looks like
terrifying.
He's really scary.
He's like a red version of Slimer from Ghostbusters.
Yes.
That's very true.
He also has like six legs, and it looks like he wants to... Does he want to eat the chip? Or is
or
the
he
chip...
Wants to I'm not, eat you.
I'm wondering what their thinking was behind making this the mascot of a pickled onion chip.
We're going to find out when we open it up. But also, this is the most intriguing chip flavor I've come across in a long time. Pickled onion flavor.
Yeah.
And if you know anything about me and Sophia...
You love stuff that's been pickled.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done enough history. Let's dive in.
I think we got a really rich tapestry in terms of our historical understanding of Ireland.
Shall we all open...
One bag,
each.
And then roll them around.
That's
and get first impressions.
Okay, so I'm going to open the Rancheros.
Okay, I got Tato.
And I got Megaminis.
That's
okay.
Good.
Whoa.
Oh,
my God. You guys, Megaminis are in the shape of Megaminis. The chips look like Megaminis.
Rancheros smells like bacon, which is the flavor. It's bacon flavor. And it's like a corn puff. These are kind of in the shape of bacon as well.
Yeah. These are both also the same brand of KP, and they're both 3D chips.
Okay.
3D
like that. Chips. And the smell of Megaminis.
3D printed chip.
Perfect pickled onion.
Yeah.
That smells like a pickled onion.
What about cheese and onion?
So, Tato cheese and onion. It kind of... I mean, it smells like a chip. I'd like to find out how cheesy and onion-y this tastes.
Let's get a
chip cheers
a
here.
Chip.
Okay, this is the original
cheese
and
onion. Okay, here we go. Cheers.
Chip cheers. Love the flavor.
Very, very good onion flavor. And like an Emmental cheese.
And cheese, yeah. Mm. But the crispiness might be affected by the expiration
I don't think
date.
We can
might
fully...
be affected by this fact that it's 6 months expired.
Yeah. I don't think we can fully judge the crispiness because of that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We'll do a chip cheers with the Rancheros.
Okay, Rancheros.
I'm really excited for these.
So it's kind of like a little wavy bacon strip, like is how it's designed. Mm-hmm.
Flavor good.
A little more styrofoamy.
And I can't wait. We have to try the Megamini. Oh, wow. I love those.
I think I'm in love. This is amazing.
Wow. Pickled onion flavor does not disappoint.
Ireland, your chips are freaking amazing. I like them all.
I like them all, too.
Let me ask you, Chris. What's your favorite chip?
Oh, that's a good question. This is the only way we're going to get to the bottom of Michael's question.
This is an extremely difficult question to answer, but... Ultimately, I think probably Sweet Chili Heat is my favorite chip.
Which is lingering taste.
Lingering taste. What is your favorite? Do you have a favorite chip?
Wow, we actually haven't publicly discussed this
yet.
I know.
Sort of...
I don't think this is the time and the place. But I will tell you. Yes, we do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But in my case.
You do, but it's not
honestly,
publicly disclosed.
But I also want to, as a disclaimer, say that we have been completely honest with all of our responses and opinions thus far about chips, and it has in no way impacted the way we've conducted ourselves on this show.
Absolutely
and
not.
And this is, I've said this hand over heart, just so you know. Like. Yeah. We really mean this.
And I will say that my favorite chip, which it will not be named.
Yeah, no. It just won't.
Is love for both nostalgia's sake and for lingering taste.
Absolutely. And that, I think, is
because
why it is the favorite chip.
Because there's good memories associated with that chip.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's why you want to eat it.
Yeah.
I have a real question about Rancheros right now. What? Is there like a cowboy culture in Ireland that I don't know about?
I'm wondering about this.
It says made in Ireland very prominently on the bag, suggesting that, just to remind you, these are authentic Rancheros.
But I think that this might be just a fetishization of...
Americana.
Of American culture. Yeah. That's probable. I don't know about these Rancheros, guys.
I am so into them.
Oh, wow.
You're not getting them at the height of their goodness. I know that for sure.
No, clearly not.
Mm-hmm. No.
These have gone on a transatlantic flight and then been sitting in, I guess, Zoe's closet.
Yeah. But, you know, I just, like, believe in them so much that I wouldn't knock them out. Mm-hmm. You can, I won't.
So, Mr. Tato, where would you rank him on the list of, like, fictional mascot characters? So, we figured out the pants thing. That, I think, is enough to sink most, like, political candidacies, reputations.
Because if you want to be respectable, wear pants.
You wear some pants. You don't wear what appears to be just, like, either duct tape or he's just wearing, like, bunch of suspenders on his leg.
Which is fine for the bedroom, but not for the...
Fine for the boudoir.
Not for the
Not fine for the boardroom.
Would you rather Mr. Tato or Mr. Potato Head?
Oh,
yeah.
Is this an MFK?
Tops and bottoms. Okay, Mr. Potato Head? Mr. Tato.
Well, they're the exact same body.
Can we think of a third potato so we can play Mary Fuck Kill?
Mr. Potato Head.
The Tato Potato and Humpty Dumpty.
And Humpty Dumpty. Yeah. Marry Mr. Potato Head.
Yes. Agreed.
He seems funny. Like, he's a family
funny.
Man.
Yeah. He's got a good mustache, but he could take that mustache off, too.
Exactly. Wears to accommodate all the hats, anyone.
Literally.
He could wear any hat. That's
very true.
As long
as it has a long rod in it. To go into his head.
I'm going Mary on Mr. Potato.
Mary. I think we are all in agreement.
I think we're all in agreement.
Tato?
F him.
F Potato.
He's a bad boy. He owns a theme park.
He has a theme park. Like, he's fun. He's like
he's a mogul. A one night
fling because he knows how to have fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Humpty Dumpty. I'm sorry.
The good news is we don't have to kill Humpty Dumpty because it already happened.
He
fell off that wall.
But he doesn't die from it. He just falls apart, right? That's just his destiny.
Like, it's kind of a story of perseverance.
No one pushed him, right?
He fell off the wall, right?
So says the folklore.
Yeah, he's also very clumsy, so I feel like he wouldn't be the best. Oh, interesting question. The authorship of Humpty Dumpty has been a long gestating question.
The ghostwriter.
Big brother.
Yeah, big brother. It was to teach us a lesson about when we fall, not to try to get back up.
Yeah.
So it really is a story about state violence.
Resilience and state violence. Chuck him.
Wow.
Chuck him. My friends, we're going to have to eventually make a decision, and this is going to be really tough. Unfortunately, while the novelty and the excitement of getting three very different bags of Irish chips together was appealing at the time, what I didn't realize is that they were going to be so different that it would be immensely difficult to decide on a winner.
It's hard to compare.
This is Rancheros to Meanies to Cheese and Onion, which is the new apples to oranges to grapes.
Right.
So I think we can all agree Mega Meanies were a very good-tasting chip. Terrible branding. Like, say I'm in Ireland. I'm in an Irish airport. I got some time to kill. All that's available is whatever is in this
vending machine.
I'm not getting these Mega Meanies. I don't want to be seen with these.
This is the thing. I probably would.
I think we're both such suckers for novelty that the fact that you have a scary mascot for a chip is very appealing.
But who is that? Okay. So
also,
it's like,
I just love pickled onion.
Yeah, the pickled onion. The pickled onion taste is really good. What is the audience for this? Like, it is a cartoon monster that's too scary for children.
When you say that out loud, it's like, this chip was made for me. I think it's all on our minds. We all want to say it. The Tato cheese and onion, although it's like the man, there's a reason why it's the most classic chip in Ireland. Mm-hmm. It's good.
There's a reason certain things are popular.
It's
Michael,
good.
I'm nostalgic for your childhood, and it was a good childhood if it was filled with Mr. Tato chips.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The Rancheros, also, the branding is some of the most beautiful work I've seen on a chip.
Yeah, it's like art.
This is
seriously
a designer bag of chips.
So we have to make a decision.
This is hard, you guys.
All of them are really good.
Yeah.
Should we all say our winners at the same time? 3, 2, 1.
Mega
Mr. Meanies.
Tato.
Replied after.
No, I know, because I was on the fence. Okay, I was on the fence between those two.
With Rancheros and...
Look, we can all agree Rancheros gets dropped.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
Best.
3, 2, 1.
Mr.
Irish
Tato.
Root beer float.
Root beer float. 1, 2, 3.
Your Mr. Tato. What did you say?
I'm going to let this battle drop. Well, I respect Mega Meanies so much. I'll change my answer to Tato cheese and onion because I think for the masses,
is the better chip.
We're going to do a U2 sign. You're going to do the music on the recorder.
Really
okay, here we go.
Okay,
here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Bit of an intro.
I'm going to look up lyrics on this because I actually don't know the song.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's coming soon.
And you got no destination.
I used to see those lyrics
in the music. It's all imagination. It's just not a luck.
Jason does too.
Traffic is stuck.
Day. Don't let it get away. It's a beautiful day.
we love chips the entire time.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
We are your hosts and producers, Zoe Robertson,
Sophia LaPage,
and Bono from the band U2.
That's right. Yeah. Our guest today was
Chris. Oh, do you want to say her name?
Yeah. Chris Berube? You can say it.
That's and also sweet. Our very, very special caller, Michael Plavin. Thank you so much.
Thanks to our audio engineers, Jody Tompkins,
Deanna Moreno. This was recorded at
Eggplant Pictures and Sound.
This is a
Sumo
Audio production.
You want to know something about U2 that I found out?
So,
you know how U2 is like four dudes, but it sounds like a lot of dudes?
Okay, that was our Irish Tato Famine episode. We still are waiting for our all-inclusive vacation to the Tato theme park.
So if you have any connections to that establishment, please definitely email us at justchips.com@gmail.com.
And here's our confessional with Chris Berube, in-house historian, about the preparation process for this episode. And here we go to Chris.
Hi, I'm Chris Berube, beloved former guest of, I want to say 1-800-CHIPS.biz. Is that the name of the show? I think so. I mean, it was a great experience. It completely changed my life. Zoe and Sophia, boy, I tell you. So we got into studio, and I think they really stretched my limitations in terms of my understanding of Irish history. But I think we learned some things. We laughed. We loved. It was a great atmosphere, a great show. I had some of the weirdest tasting potato chips I've ever had. They were shaped like little monsters. They tasted awful, and they were also clearly expired by like 6 or 7 months. But, I mean, you got to try new things. You have to try new cultural experiences to grow as a person, you know? So a lot of the listeners apparently thought I was a real-life historian of Irish history, including, apparently, Mrs. Robertson, Zoe's mom, which I got to say, I am surprised by that, given my sort of Wikipedia-grade understanding of various European histories that I've gleaned from just reading a lot of books over the course of my life. I'm very flattered. I'm glad that people enjoyed it. It was a really fun show. But boy, I'd recommend if you actually want to know some stuff about Irish history, maybe listen to a U2 album or something. There's probably more content in there. In terms of doing the show, do I feel any differently? Yeah. Yeah, I think my life has changed in so many ways. When people stop me on the street now to say, hey, wait a second, are you that obviously legit, credible Irish historian, Chris Berube? I'll go, yes. Oh, my goodness. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. I have to be somewhere right now. The fame has become kind of alienating in a way because it's very lonely at the top. I think a lot of people don't realize that until you get here and you become a big, super famous guy like me. But it's you take the good and the bad. You know, it's a double-edged sword. Like, it's also allowed me to start my charity, Irish History for the Children, where I go school to school playing a tin whistle and giving out shots of Jameson to school kids. And I got to say, it isn't catching on the way I anticipated. I've gotten into a couple schools just based on the wild fame of
the podcast.
But, it's open. We're hanging in there. We live in Hope Island. Hey, guys, congratulations on your, I want to say, 10th anniversary as a show. Is that how long you've been around? Of 999chips.info? Is the name of the thing? It's great. I mean, it's a cultural institution. And happy 15th birthday, chips.org. Okay, bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.